Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bert Show.
Cash, you have a friend that instead of having a baby shower is having a nesting party. What is that all about?
So I think it's, I don't know if it's super new or not, but I think it is a new trend. And here's the thing, your traditional baby shower, this is her first baby. She's 8 months pregnant, super exciting. And traditionally you'd have a baby shower where people bring you gifts or send gifts and you open them and, you know, we always joke that guys don't like baby showers. I kind of secretly think most women don't like them either, unless they're like a fun party. It can get kind of boring. So she said, she looked at it and she's like, you know, I'm in a position. I don't need people to get me stuff. I need help. I need help around the house. I need help getting the place ready for the baby. I'm 8 months pregnant. My husband's working full time. I'm working full time. I need to nest. And so a nesting party is a new kind of baby shower where instead of gifts, your friends come over and like deep clean the couch or like wash the floors or wash the walls, help build the crib and like get the house ready for the baby. So this like 8 month pregnant woman and her husband don't have to do it themselves all by themselves. So she hosted a nest. She's like, I'm going to do a nesting party. Well, her mother and her mother-in-law, it's the first grandkid for both of them, are mortified. They're so embarrassed that she's not having a traditional baby shower, which they really wanted to do for her and get the little cake and the decorations. And instead, she's asking all of her friends and family to come over and essentially clean her house. But she's like, when I step back and look at it, this is, I don't need onesies. I need somebody to come and clean the, like, the condensation off the walls in the bathroom and get it ready. I need somebody to get the crumbs out of the couch and, like, wash the carpet so that when I come home with the baby, I don't have to worry about any of this. And I kind of think it's a brilliant idea, honestly, but her mom and mother-in-law are just like, you cannot ask people to come over and clean your house for free.
Well, your friends are not professional cleaners, right? I mean, I get the in place of the gifts and asking them to maybe come over and help you out with other things, but why wouldn't you hire professional cleaners? That's what they're there for, and that's what they do.
It's expensive. So, like, one of her friends already offered to, like, come over and cook some meals that they could freeze. Another one's like, cool, I'll sort the onesies and set up the closet. Another one's like, we'll help you build the crib. So it's not just cleaning. It's, like, all these different tasks that you could hire people to do. But, again, that costs money. And so she's like, instead of spending your money on gifts, give me the gift of your time and come over and do this nesting party. Like, we'll have food and drinks for you guys and we'll all hang out, but everyone's going to be doing stuff.
I love this idea. And it's probably because I'm one of the people that hates baby showers. I really hate showers, period. I think they're stupid. It's just an excuse.
Whoa, say that.
I hate baby showers and bridal showers, period. This obviously isn't applicable to the one I'll be throwing in January for my cousin. That one's going to be amazing. But otherwise, don't invite me to your shower because it's just an excuse to have mimosas with a bunch of strangers and watch you open gifts and me go, yay, great.
Yeah, it's boring.
It's boring. But also, you talk all the time about what a value it is to have a village around you when you're bringing a child into the world, when you have other people to help you with the tasks that you don't want to do, like cook dinner when you just pushed out a crotch goblin. And so maybe you don't have a nesting party where they come over and do physical labor, but hey, what if you just put on your registry things that you actually need, like somebody to clean the condensation off your wada-wada, or, you know.
That's cute.
You know, like if maybe people don't want to do the actual labor, maybe people are willing to throw money at your problems.
It's kind of like the honeymoon registry. Like when you get married, you can register to have people buy you drinks or dinner rather than gifts. But here's the thing. Here's where it gets really thick. Because she's like, I don't care. This is what I want. It's my baby. Husband's on board. He loves it. Their mother-in-law, her mother-in-law is now refusing to come to the nesting party.
What?
Because she does not agree with it intrinsically. And here's the other thing.
In.
Her mother-in-law and her mom are friends. Like, they live close by. They weren't friends before, but since they got married, they've become friendly and friends. And her mother-in-law is trying to plant the seed with her mother not to go to the nesting party either. Yeah, the grandmothers of the baby are just like, we're not going to have a part of this because we're not your indentured servants. That's what they said. Indentured servants will help you, but this isn't what we had planned. This isn't what we want. We want you to have, if you have a normal baby shower, we'll go to it.
Well, spoiler alert, it's not about what they want. She's the one who's getting ready to have a child. That is beyond devious and selfish.
Are they just mad at the fact that she's breaking the tradition of it? Is that what it really comes down to?
I think they're mad that they got robbed of the baby shower where they would also be doted on as the first grandparents.
Mm.
And I think it's kind of like the same idea of some parents being upset when their kids elope because they wanted to not make it about them, but they wanted to celebrate in the wedding with their child, and now they've had that moment stolen from them, even though it was never their moment to begin with. It's still kind of like if you think your kid's going to grow up and have like and get married, you're going to be able to be at the wedding and have that day with them, and now you don't get that anymore. So she wanted the baby shower to celebrate the first grandkid, the first baby, and now they don't get that anymore.
I get that. Well, I will give it to y'all. Y'all are better friends than me because I'd much rather buy some bibs and pacifiers than come over and power wash the windows. I'm telling you right now, y'all got me messed up.
The Burt Show.